Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start for us this morning. Our temperature down to 32 in Roxboro. We're looking at low 40s down south with clear skies. These temperatures will likely fall even farther. I'll show you how cold it will be when you head out the door.
Plus, the latest trouble for St. Augustine's University as it shifts to remote classes. Now students are having to change plans and move home by the beginning of April.
And keeping guns out of schools is the focus of a Wake County School Board meeting today. Just ahead, how local law enforcement agencies are joining this conversation, helping get that information on how to keep guns away from children.
We have a lot to tell you about here at 4:30 on this Tuesday morning. It is a cold, cold start for what is technically the first day of spring. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're not going to get a full day out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's really not going to feel like it either.
No, not at all.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center felt a little wind out there as well, almost thinking wind chill.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of a wind chill, actually. So we take a look first at downtown Durham. Everything is quiet here in terms of the wind out of the northwest at about 3 miles per hour. 38 is the temperature around the triangle currently. And we take a look at temperature on the left and the wind chill on the right. So it does feel like 29 right now in Roxboro. It feels like 31 in Southern Pines, 33 in Fayetteville, 32 in Rocky Mount, and 36 in the Triangle. So it does feel colder than it actually is. Our wind speed in some places isn't too strong. Roxboro, Durham, Raleigh at 3 miles per hour. But we are looking at 16 in Fayetteville, 13 in Goldsboro, 11 in Rocky Mount. So those winds are definitely out there. And our 24-hour temperature change is really dramatic, anywhere from 20 to 25 degrees colder than this time yesterday. And it'll be a breezy afternoon, too. We'll see winds gusting out of the northwest today up to about almost 20 miles per hour. And that will be the case all day long. So we're starting with temperatures in the low to mid 30s, and we climb into the upper 50s, very similar to what we saw yesterday. Lots and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful sunny day, and we climb back into the 70s. But I'll show you why that might not stick around too long either, coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. New this morning, students at St. Augustine's University will have to go home and finish the semester online. Multiple sources at the university tell WRAL the school asked students to move out. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now from the university. And Kelsey, this comes as the school deals with a possible loss of accreditation due to financial issues.
Renee, this is new information that we learned in the overnight hours. St. Augustine's campus won't have any students living here just in a few weeks now. A student tells us they received a notice that classes will be virtual starting in April and all students must be moved out by April 3rd. This move comes after the school lost its accreditation appeal. The university is also facing financial problems. Last month, WRAL News reported the IRS filed a $7.9 million lien on the school. That was for unpaid tax. Taxes dating back to 2020. University employees say they weren't being paid on time over the last few months. And this morning, we're asking about what this transition to remote learning means for the future of the university. St. Aug's interim president Marcus Burgess released a statement last month before this transition to remote learning happened. And he says that the school will remain accredited and that their doors will stay open. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Wake County school leaders are examining their partnership with St. Augustine's University after St. Aug lost its accreditation. We're expecting an update from the school board today on the district's contract with St. Aug. And this contract involved classes for the Wake Young Women's and Men's Leadership Academies. In addition to recently losing its accreditation, St. Aug is also facing dire financial issues, as you heard Kelsey say. Now, board members will be talking about the future of those programs during tonight's board meeting at 5:30. During that board meeting, they are also expecting to learn about a new initiative to keep your child safe from guns at school. Wake County school leaders want to educate families about safe gun storage. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Wake County Sheriff's Office this morning. And Laura, those leaders believe safe gun storage is one of the most effective ways to keep schools safe.
And Jeff, good morning. And when you listen to this data, you'll understand why. The CDC says that 156 children and teens die each year from gunfire here in North Carolina. Oftentimes, it's from children gaining access to a family member's firearm. So a Sheriff Willie Rowe here, along with other law enforcement agencies, will be joining in on this conversation today with Wake school board leaders and really emphasizing the importance of educating families on locking it up. So the the Wake County Board of Education has drafted a resolution focused on safe gun storage, and today they could vote to adopt that resolution. The main action item on that draft is a plan that would provide families with information and resources about the importance of secure gun storage several times a year and the legal consequences for not doing so. That could be coming from newsletters or by other methods. This comes as the State Department of Public Safety launched a campaign for safe gun storage called NC Safe. In the past year, at least three adults have been charged after a student brought a gun into a Wake County school. So again, we're going to hear from several law enforcement agencies across the triangle really supporting this initiative today when the school board meets at 5:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Raleigh.
The WRAL doc Unsafe takes a look at the impact of gun violence on young people. WRAL documentary reporter Kristen Severance talks with families whose lives were changed forever because of unsecured guns. You can watch Unsafe on WRALdoc.com. WRAL is pushing for answers as the city of Raleigh is now facing a $25 million lawsuit over the death of Daryl Williams. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump joined Williams' family in announcing the lawsuit against the city, the police department, the chief, and the officers involved in Williams' death. Raleigh police previously released body camera video from January 2023. Officers used a taser on Williams six times as he tried to take him into custody. Williams shouted to officers as they were using the taser that he had heart problems. He died an hour later. Crump says the lawsuit seeks justice for Williams' family as well as accountability for police.
He was no threat to the Raleigh police officers that night who chased him after they racially profiled him.
Williams' autopsy lists the use of a taser as a factor in his death, along with cocaine intoxication and physical exertion. The officers who were involved were not charged after the Wake County DA reviewed the case.
A 19-year-old man is in custody, charged with several counts of raping a child. Wake County Sheriff's deputies arrested Wilmer Cohawk Moran. He is in the Wake County Detention Center and is being held without bond. Deputies have not said if he knew the child. Durham police are investigating two different shooting scenes on Guest Road. This is video from the breaking news tracker of one of the two locations there blocked off for the investigation yesterday evening. The first was at a truck rental center where a bullet went through the front door. Then another in the backyard of a house on Guest Road near Berkeley Street. We're still working to learn more information if anyone was hurt.
First Lady Jill Biden will be in Durham tomorrow. She'll be in the area to highlight the Biden administration's investments in women's health research. We've also learned new details about President Biden and Vice President Harris's visit to the Triangle next week. They'll attend a private fundraiser in Raleigh, where the smallest donation to attend is $3,300. Sanitation workers in Durham are calling on city leaders to provide them a livable wage. Workers rallied outside City Hall Monday night. The group that represents them says workers start at $19 an hour, and they are asking for that to increase to $25 an hour. Some workers took their campaign inside and addressed council members directly.
I want to get paid. How can our job be so important but get paid so little?
As y'all look over these numbers and budgets, keep the underdogs in mind and at heart.
Durham Solid Waste workers went on strike in September. At that time, City Council approved $5,000 bonuses. But the workers say bonuses do not address their hourly pay.
Free rides on Go Raleigh buses may come to an end later this year. Today, Raleigh City Council will discuss whether fare-free service should be ended. Fares have been suspended on Go Raleigh buses since March of 2020. The transit service has been covering the cost with federal COVID recovery money. Now, city leaders could begin to choose charging fares again in July, and they'll talk about it during a work session today that starts at 11:30.
A major traffic alert for folks in Clayton today. A railroad track closure at a key intersection is expected to cause some backups and delays. Norfolk Southern will close the tracks on NC-42 near US 70 at 11:30 this morning. That means NC-42 will be closed in both directions at the intersection across from Sheets. Crews say the closure will remain in place for about 8 hours. Drivers will need to find alternate routes and allow extra time this afternoon and evening.
Big jackpots are up for grabs again tonight and tomorrow. No one claimed the big prize during last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot climbs again. It now sits at $687 million for Wednesday night's drawing. The Mega Millions $875 million jackpot is up for grabs tonight. You can watch that drawing tonight at 11 on WRAL.
Coming up, the Trump Tower could be in jeopardy. Why the former president's attorneys say they cannot secure his almost $500 million bond and what that could mean for his properties.
Plus, YouTube is working to combat misinformation circulating from artificial intelligence. What the platform is doing to be more transparent about the use of AI.
And here's a live look at Chapel Hill at RDU this morning. Today is the first day of spring, but it's going to be a cool day. Elizabeth Gardner will time out our next chance for rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and we're taking a live look at Apex this morning. All is quiet, but it is chilly out there. Town by town, temperatures are in the 30s almost everywhere. It's 41 in Fayetteville and 41 in Goldsboro. With clear skies, though, we'll end up seeing our temperatures dropping a little bit more before we get to, say, 7 o'clock this morning. 37 Southern Pines, 34 Lewisburg, 38 Tarboro, 34 in South Hill. Again, not a lot of folks seeing temperatures below freezing. It's 32 up in Roxboro right now, but we will see those temperatures falling a bit more. Freeze warning in effect for Lee and Moore counties this morning. And then once we get past the today, temperatures start to warm up nicely. We don't have any more freezing temperatures in our forecast after this morning. Walking the dog this afternoon, it's going to be on the cool side. Highs will be in the upper 50s.
President Joe Biden is warning Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against carrying out military operations in Rafah. The White House says Biden asked Israel to send a team to Washington to hear U.S. concerns about a ground invasion in Rafah. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Netanyahu agreed to the invitation. More than a million people are taking refuge in Rafah. It also serves as a primary entry point for humanitarian aid entering Gaza from Egypt.
Some of former President Trump's most well-known properties may be in jeopardy as his attorneys say they cannot secure a $464 million bond due next week in a civil fraud case. Trump was held liable last month for fraudulently overstating the value of his assets. His attorneys say the nearly $500 million bond he faces is a practical impossibility. And that means New York Attorney General Letitia James may be able to seize and sell off his assets, including his Trump Tower penthouse.
A university in Alabama is offering counseling services to students after a shooting on campus. A campus police officer at Alabama A&M University says he heard gunshots while conducting a check of a residence hall Monday afternoon. He responded and ended up exchanging fire with the person in the stairwell there. One person was hurt and taken to the hospital. The shooting happened on the first day back for students from spring break.
Today, a North Carolina congressman is introducing a bill that would eliminate federal funding to medical schools that have diversity, equity, and inclusion mandates. Congressman Greg Murphy will hold a news conference in D.C. today in support of what's called the Educate Act. In an op-ed published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Murphy says DEI mandates, quote, train future physicians in political activism. The Association of American Medical Colleges says such mandates help create a diverse and culturally prepared workforce.
We have this live look right now at RDU International Airport, where today there will be a full-scale simulated aircraft disaster exercise that'll get underway as the FAA requires airports to complete this exercise every 3 years. You may notice drills at the airport, including a fire exercise, so don't be alarmed out there. Everything will be back to normal at the airport tomorrow.
YouTube is stepping up efforts to combat misinformation by requiring users to disclose if their videos contain AI-generated material. Users will now be asked if their content has any altered content. If so, a label stating altered or synthetic content will appear in the video description. The label will automatically be added to videos on sensitive topics like news, elections, or health. Users and content creators should see the new feature on videos now.
Today's the first day of spring. Technically, we're going to catch a little bit of it at the end of our day, and that means encounters with wildlife are expected to increase. Wildlife experts are offering guidance about this. Black bears in North Carolina never hibernate, but they'll move around and become more active this time of year. North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission says if you come across one, just leave it alone. You are also advised not to harm snakes because they help control rodent, slug, and insect populations. Coyote sightings also go up in spring and they peak in May. Experts recommend watching your smaller pets outside during this time of year. We have seen those trail cams with the activity going on. It's kind of neat. You don't want to run across them, though. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRO Severe Weather Center. We're just going to edge a little bit of that spring tonight.
Yeah. We should just call tomorrow the first day of spring, really. I mean, this is almost like winter is making one last gasp here. We take a live look at Durham this morning. It is 38 degrees. Our temperature is likely to fall on down into the mid-30s in the Triangle and into the low 30s in some parts of the viewing area. Our dew point is 17. That means it is very dry. It's also going to be breezy, so we do have high fire danger for today, so you're asked not to do any outdoor burning today. 32 in Roxborough and Henderson, 34 Lewisburg and South Hill. These are our current temperatures. 39 in Wilson, 33 in Siler City. We head down to the south. It is 36 in Sanford, 37 Southern Pines, as well as Irwin and Smithfield, 41 right now in Fayetteville. But again, with clear skies, we tend to see temperatures dropping all the way up until around 7 o'clock. However, the caveat is it is a bit breezy out there, and so that will actually keep the warmer air mixing with the cooler air. It doesn't overall allow the temperatures to drop as quickly. But we do still have the freeze warning in effect for Lee and Moore counties this morning. Not for our northern counties because the growing season, it has not started there. It doesn't start there until next week. Our wind speeds right now, anywhere from 3 to 16 miles per hour coming out of the north. So it is chilly and it will be breezy too, especially this afternoon. We'll see winds gusting up to 18 to 20 miles per hour. Around town today, 58 in Raleigh, 56 in Durham, 59 in Fayetteville. It'll feel similar to yesterday. Our normal low is 41, and we're going to see normal lows for the next several mornings and a little bit warmer Saturday morning because we may end up starting off with some showers. As a matter of fact, we had a few showers last night, and take a look at our weather watcher photo from Amanda Hensley. Apex, beautiful irises there. I just love it. This time of year, everything is blooming. That's not always a really great thing. We've started with the yellow pine pollen, which is technically not an allergen, but a lot of other trees definitely are, especially oak. Elm is high right now, so our pollen count is way up there, and it will likely stay there for, probably 2 months. Back to our west, next week is likely to be below normal, but we have the potential for some above normal temperatures as we get into that last week of March next week. We take a look at our temperature for today. Again, it's going to be cool at 58, but look at that, 72 for tomorrow. Get out and enjoy it, because after that, we are a little bit cooler. Thursday looks pleasant. But we'll have some rain that rolls in late Friday into early Saturday, and I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Coming up, North Carolina native Mr. Beast is launching a new reality competition series. So he's looking to break some world records with it. We'll tell you which ones.
And Jeopardy is turning 60 this month. How the game show is celebrating this milestone birthday and how fans can be part of the festivities. Netflix is giving a behind-the-scenes account of an infamous interview, and an iconic game show is celebrating a milestone. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the latest in Hollywood Nation.
Your Royal Highness.
Netflix's new royal drama, Platt's Broadway Residency, and the category is Big Honors for Jeopardy in the Hollywood Nation.
Game four of the finals will end with historic Americans.
Jeopardy celebrates a major milestone. The iconic game show's 60th birthday is March 30th, and Sony Pictures Television will honor the landmark occasion with a year-long diamond celebration, including fan experiences, a bar trivia game version of the show, limited edition merchandise, and a nationwide road tour.
His hair falls in cool, careless waves.
Ben Platt is heading to Broadway for a residency called Ben Platt Live at the Palace. The award-winning actor-singer will perform 18 shows at the theater starting May 28th. The concert is in celebration of his third album, Honeymind, out May 31st.
I've never been smuggled into a palace before.
Gillian Anderson and Rufus Sewell recreate an infamous interview in today's First Looks. Netflix released the official trailer to Scoop, a film inspired by a behind-the-scenes account of Prince Andrew's 2019 bombshell interview with BBC's Newsnight about his connections to Jeffrey Epstein. Anderson stars as anchor Emily Maitlis, and Sewell plays Prince Andrew. Netflix also dropped a new trailer to Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. The second chapter follows Sophia Boutella's Korra, leading the rebels to battle against the armies of the Motherworld. It premieres April 19th.
I won't allow this place to die for me.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Sanford is celebrating the first day of spring in style. Take a look at all these lanterns. You can stop by this pop-up colorful lantern display in Charlie Watson Lane. Now, leaders with the city say the display will last at least a month, depending on weather. So stop by and grab that Instagram-worthy photo when you can.
Greenville, North Carolina native and YouTube star Mr. Beast is launching a new reality competition show on Prime Video. It's called Beast Games. Mr. Beast says the show will feature a $5 million prize and 1,000 contestants. He says it'll be the largest game show in history and will break many world records. Netflix previously claimed the record for most contestants and biggest cash prize with its Squid Game The Challenge series. 456 people competed in that. That's less than half of what we're anticipating for Beast Games.
An appropriate name. Well, coming up at 5, students at St. Augustine's University are having to make a big change as they're told they need to move out. How the financial struggles for the university are now leading to a shift to online classes.
Well, scientists are now weighing in on the effects of toxic lead found in Durham parks. What they and community members are calling on city councilors to do to keep parks safe.
And college admission season is here. Some parents are paying big bucks to ensure their kids get into a good university. Ken Smith will join us to explain an entire industry focused on getting students into the school of their choice.